Hello and happy Friday. This is Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with what's happening in our region and beyond. Today, Haley's Happy Hour brings us all the details on Wilkes-Barre's Fine Arts Fiesta. And a 36-mile trail for ATVs could be on the way for Lackawanna County. It's Friday, May 16th. Let's get into it. First, we have some health news today. Planned Parenthood advocates and leaders in Pennsylvania say a federal proposal to block clinics from participating in Medicaid could lead to closures in the Commonwealth. Nicole Leonard has more for WVIA.
An estimated 20,000 Pennsylvanians who get sexual and reproductive health care at Planned Parenthood clinics have Medicaid, an insurance program for people with low incomes. Federal Medicaid dollars are banned from being used for abortions. That's been the rule since 1977. A new GOP-led proposal would block Medicaid reimbursements for preventative care, like birth control, cancer screenings, and STD testing, at clinics that perform abortions. Leaders at Planned Parenthood Pennsylvania Advocates say some locations would be forced to close if they couldn't find other kinds of funding to fill the gaps. And patients may struggle to find health care at other centers if they're too far away or have long waiting lists.
Thanks to Nicole Leonard for that story. Now let's talk about that ATV trail. A study found that ATV riders and the local economy would benefit from a 36-mile-long off-road vehicle trail through Lackawanna County. Public meetings were part of the study, done by Michael Baker International. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more from the last meeting at the Lackawanna County Public Safety Center.
1 year ago, representatives from the consulting firm presented six parcels of land that could be turned into an ATV park. Local off-road riders didn't want that.
The feedback we got loud and clear from this room, from the public surveys, was we don't want to ride around in a circle. We don't want to ride around in a little box. So we took it back to the team and said, okay, we're obviously going in the wrong direction. We need to back up. We need to pivot.
That's Steve Barber from the consulting firm hired by Lackawanna County. The feasibility study was funded through a state grant. The trail corridor concept presented during the meeting starts north in Simpson. It runs along Moosic and Montage Mountains and ends south at the Luzerne County line. Baker says his firm looked at public data to see where people are riding ATVs in the county to come up with the corridor. To make the trail a reality, 17 property owners would have to say yes. They also would need an operator. That could be the county or the state. It could be a private operator or a private-public partnership. The audience asked about fees to use the trails, what kind of vehicles would be allowed, and access to gas stations. Barber says the next step is a more detailed plan. Reporting from Jessup, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
More up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuis from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. This weekend is the Fine Arts Fiesta on Wilkes-Barre's Public Square. The Diamond City is absolutely shining with art, food, and music all during the four-day festival. WVIA has been around the square, especially our own Haley O'Brien. She's got all the details in this week's Haley's Happy Hour broadcast from downtown Wilkes-Barre.
I'm Haley O'Brien, and this is Haley's Happy Hour live at the Fine Arts Fiesta in Wilkes-Barre. I'm joined now by the president of the board of directors, Ann Saxton. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here.
The first thing I want you to do is describe this event for listeners who may be outside of the county and haven't heard of this event before. There's so much life and vibrancy around us. How would you explain this?
Oh my gosh. Yes, there is so much to see and do at Fiesta. There's really something for everyone. We have a four-day performance schedule that is jam-packed. We have middle school and high school students and community groups that perform on the main stage. Approximately 500 young people that perform on the stage, on the main stage, and students. We have artisans, vendors in our artist market. Beautiful work, pottery, watercolor. We have a few artists in residence, and this year it's really spectacular. We have the African Drum Connection, and they are doing drumming circles on these really beautiful drums, and everybody can participate. It's a lot of fun. There's food, there's music, there's the Badly Saturday night, there's lots of stuff.
Yes, interactive too, and a lot of entertainment. Our listeners are listening in the background as we do this interview. The Wyoming Valley West High School Concert Choir is enchanting us, entertaining us here. So there is so much to see. Local talent, young and old, all ages. But I'm sure there's a whole lot of effort that goes into making this event happen every year. And it is 69 years running. That's pretty impressive. Tell me a little bit about the board and the people who make this event possible.
Oh, sure. We have a 20-member board of directors. Brian Benedetti is our executive director. It is a very hardworking board. We all chair a few committees to pull this together. So in addition to, it's very much a working board. We also have over 250 volunteers, and we could not do it without our volunteers. Last night, volunteers came and we hung more than 300 pieces of art, and then it has to be labeled. So it's really a phenomenal monumental task, and everybody steps up.
Great. And what do you think, why is the reason that the festival has lasted for all these decades?
Well, for 69 years, when I talk with people, they love the Fine Arts Fiesta. They remember coming as a child themselves, and now they may be parents and they're bringing their children. They performed here as a high school student or a middle school student, so it has a lot of, it's very significant to them, and it was a big part of their lives. It does, it just means a lot, and people love it. I think also the beginning of spring, everybody says they can't wait because they run into old friends here.
Right.
And they love that.
Yes, yeah, certainly a fun event, and you know, really fun for a Thursday. People are just starting to get out of work. We're seeing more people come downtown here to Public Square. The weather has been pretty good today. A couple showers coming through, but that's all right. We made it through.
Exactly.
Great.
It's wonderful.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining me for Haley's Happy Hour today.
Well, thank you for having me, and come on down to Fiesta. We're having a great time.
That's right. Come on down Thursday through Sunday. This is WVIA Radio.
Thanks for that, Haley. WVIA News will be at Fine Arts Fiesta all weekend. But if you are listening to this before 4 p.m. on Friday, you have another chance to catch Haley live during All Things Considered on WVIA Radio. Tune in from 4 to 6 p.m. All right, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the weekend? You can find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with me this week. We'll be back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.